How to decolonize Constantinople. Decolonization is what leftists want, right? Is Palestine a colony? This is what leftists mean by colonization and decolonization. A region is conquered by foreigners. The people become slaves of the conquerors, and the region and the people are exploited. The foreign culture and religion is forced upon them. If the region is decolonized, the people are set free. That doesn't actually describe Palestine. For one thing, the region around Jerusalem was Jewish hundreds of years before Islam even existed. The region was conquered by Muslims, not taken from them. But the description of colonization does perfectly describe another region, Constantinople and the Eastern Orthodox Byzantine Empire. If we want to decolonize someplace, the place that makes the most sense by far is Constantinople and the surrounding region. Constantinople was indeed violently conquered by foreigners, the Muslims who enslaved it, renamed it Istanbul, and who still hold it as a colony in 2024. Established 3024. Constantinople was the first Christian city in the world, established by the Emperor Constantine as the capital of the Eastern Roman Empire in 324 AD. And it remained Christian until it was besieged and enslaved by Muslims more than 1,000 years later in 1453. Should we just complain that Constantinople should be decolonized, or should we actually do it? Make my day, Turkey. Recently, Turkish President Erdogan mocked U.S. weakness with a taunt. Do you want to start a Crescent Crusader conflict again? Meaning, of course, Muslim versus Christian, and that the U.S. was too weak to fight another crusade. But, to paraphrase Dirty Harry, well, do we? Maybe we should. Why we should. Turkey is not a Western ally, nor should it belong in NATO. Turkey's interests lie with the rest of the Muslim world, a world that hates us. As a recent comment to a Financial Times article about Turkey aiding NATO enemies said,
"Why doesn't Washington and other Western countries get it? Turkey is not reliable and not to be trusted. Stop supplies and kick them out of NATO. They don't qualify as an ally. Wake up."
Turkey is not really a civilized country by Western standards. Should a Muslim government that supports Muslim terrorism be in NATO? Freeing Constantinople from the yoke of Muslim slavery would not only be a good thing, it would be justice. Some people might argue that the Muslims of Turkey did nothing wrong themselves. It was, those people might say, the Ottoman Muslims who enslaved Constantinople. But Turkey really is the Ottoman Empire, which was properly called the Turkish Empire. It was indeed the Muslim Turks who conquered, raped, and enslaved the men, women, and children of the world's first Christian city. The conquest of Constantinople by the so-called by George W. Bush, Religion of Peace. Here are bits from accounts of historians and witnesses of the conquest of Constantinople.
According to Nicholas de Nicolay, slaves were displayed naked at the city's slave market, and young girls could be purchased. The elder refugees in the Hagia Sophia were slaughtered and the women raped. George Francis says that people of both genders were raped inside the sacred Christian Hagia Sophia. According to Makarios Melissenos, after having completely overcome the enemy, the soldiers began to plunder the city. They stole everything of value. They enslaved boys and girls. Every tent was filled with handsome boys and beautiful girls. If any citizens of Constantinople tried to resist, they were slaughtered. According to Niccolo Barbaro, all through the day the Turks made a great slaughter of Christians through the city. As soon as the Turks were inside the city, they began to seize and enslave every person who came their way. All those who tried to offer resistance were put to the sword. In many places the ground could not be seen, as it was covered by heaps of corpses. The women of Constantinople suffered from rape at the hands of Ottoman forces. According to historian Philip Mansell, widespread persecution of the city's civilian inhabitants took place, resulting in thousands of murders and rapes. the vast majority of the citizens of Constantinople, 30,000 to 50,000, were forced to become slaves. According to Nicolas de Nicolay, slaves were displayed naked at the city's slave market, and young girls could be purchased. The elder refugees in the Hagia Sophia were slaughtered and the women raped. There were virgins who awoke from troubled sleep to find those brigands standing over them with bloody hands and faces full of abject fury. The Turkish jihadis dragged them, tore them, forced them, dishonored them, raped them at the crossroads, and made them submit to the most terrible outrage. That night, to cap off his triumph, Mohammed II had the wretched citizens of Constantinople dragged before his men during evening festivities and ordered many of them to be hacked to pieces for the sake of entertainment.
Back to the present. In the 21st century, Turkish Muslims still publicly celebrate the conquest, rape, brutalizing, and enslaving of the Christians of Constantinople. Every year, thousands of Turks surround Hagia Sophia every May and call for it to become a mosque, often to Islam's war cry, Allahu Akbar. This is about Muslims wanting to revel in the glory days of Islamic jihad and conquest. In 2022, President Erdogan took the occasion of the anniversary of the rape of Constantinople to promise to bury the last vestiges of Christian presence in the region. A plan for post-colonization. Constantinople as the capital of a new improved Asia Minor. How to destabilize Turkey. We know exactly what will work. We do what the leftists did to decolonize South Africa and other nations. Western governments, media, academia, rock bands, actors, and other celebrities should decolonialize and destabilize Turkey the way that they destabilized the government and nation of South Africa with embargoes, boycotts, and so on. It worked to destabilize South Africa. Why wouldn't it work on Turkey? No military action needed. Although if we wanted to, in spite of Erdogan's threats, it would presumably be no more difficult to do away with him than it was to kill Saddam Hussein. Surely leftists, who demand decolonization for all regions which are colonies, or anything close to a colony, would support the effort to decolonize Constantinople and free it from its enslavement by Muslims. Right? Once the Erdogan dictatorship is deposed, redraw the borders of the region. Most of what is now Turkey would become Greece, as it should be, and the new sovereign nation of Kurdistan. No more evil colonizer Ottoman Turkish Empire. Freedom, instead. Right-thinking Americans would favor this. All that is keeping us from decolonizing Constantinople seems to be U.S. leftists. But don't they claim to be against colonization? Thank you for your interest in Rightful Freedom. Please help us grow by liking and subscribing and commenting. We would love your feedback and see more content at our website, RightfulFreedom.com.